Guys, I love talking about relationships, any type of relationship. I get giddy talking about relationships, but I think a lot of people are into the relationship business. So I try my hardest. It's not easy. I try my hardest to stay away from talking about relationships, but every once in a while, I still like to hop on and do a series like I am doing now. Yes, you are welcome to another thrilling episode of The Squash. I remain your very own Mabel Benita. If this is the first time you are listening, you are welcome. And if you are a regular, thank you for sticking with me. Today we begin the relationship series. Yay! And I have an amazing guest. You know, I'm always bringing, you know me and my guests. We are always on fleek. Today I have an amazing lady in the house. Her name is Q. Q, thank you so very much for honoring my invitation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Yes. When I met her, not met. Okay, someone I follow on Instagram, Bunny, he gave a shout out to Q. I was like, okay, I love Bunny. So let me go and check out this person he gave a shout out to. I'm like, oh. And when I saw her page, I honestly fell in love. I became a stalker and I started going down through all the posts. And I was like, I just slid into her DM in a very, in a very subtle, slick way. Like, hi, hello, can I, No, thank you so much. I really did not think you would respond to the message, but I am so grateful that you did. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Tell us about yourself.
So my name is Q, and I love talking about relationships. On my Instagram, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I love to keep it short, keep it sweet. Just give everybody little tips. I call them Q's tips about different things, mainly relationships, because I get a lot of questions about relationships. I started my own business, so I'm a consultant and love to work in leadership development and events. So I do a lot of events, conferences, and leadership training with people and coaching on relationships. So I think relationships is just a hot topic. Doesn't matter when, where, or how old you are, everybody loves talking about relationships. So yes, and I just, I'm in Denver, Colorado. Love the work that I do, love being a creator. And I love the fact that social media is present, because I am a fan of social media, love it. I think it's amazing. Otherwise I wouldn't have been able to meet this beautiful woman, Mabel, to be on your podcast. So thank you again for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So guys, we are going to get the questions rolling. I doubt we'll be able to cover everything in 15, 20 minutes, but I am going to ask everything and we'll probably split this episode into two. If you do have any questions regarding relationships, do let me know. I can answer them if I can, or I will pass it to Q and I will send your response. So let us start. Yay.
Absolutely.
First question is this. What is dating in the 21st century? Because I feel there are a lot of things on social media and I do not know what is happening right now. Is there a definition? Is there something we have to do? What is the word dating?
Yes, that's a great question. Dating has changed so much. And I would say in the 21st century, dating is more fluid. So it's not necessarily about a title. It's not necessarily about claiming somebody, but it's about being with somebody. So probably more so, you have to look at dating today as friendship, companionship, and almost like who's just going to be by my side. So it's not official, like back in the day when they would court people, or when they needed to know that you were their girlfriend or their boyfriend. And so dating can be very fluid. Unfortunately though, for dating, the fluidity of it can confuse people, right? Especially for for girls, for females, we get confused because we still kind of have a mindset where we want to know that this is my person, this is my boyfriend, this is my partner, and it can be a confusing time. So it could cause some problems, but ultimately dating is a more fluid relationship today. That's probably the best way for me to describe it.
Okay. You mentioned for girls, it's tricky. I've heard people, motivational speakers or relationship coach tell girls, talk to females, and they'd be like, when you're dating, you can date 5 to 6 guys. You are not exclusive to one person. And I do not know if that information is correct or there is. That's why I asked, what exactly is dating? Is dating supposed to be one person, or, you know, just move around, see who stays?
That's great. Dating can be all of that. So that's really up to the girl, the female, the woman. That's really up to the guy. I think it depends on the conversation. The issue is that we're not as verbal. We don't really communicate really well about what we want when it comes to dating. So for instance, if I wanted to date just one guy, sometimes women today won't always say that. They'll say, they'll let it go with the flow. So it's really important to kind of be upfront right away. But yes, dating can be several people. It could be one person, but dating is not that full-on commitment. So I think that's why you can actually date more than one person if you want to, but you still have a generation that likes to know that that person is theirs, right? That I'm only dating this person. People mistake dating for a commitment, and dating doesn't mean that this is my one and only. Dating means I'm kind of open.
Okay. So how do we know we are compatible with someone? Say I want to date this person. What are the characteristics of me saying I want to, you know, be in a relationship with this person? Are there like, let's say, 5 signs and you're like, yes, this is the one? Or, you know, basically date anybody.
That's probably one of the main questions I get a lot. I would love to say there's like 3 things you should notice when you really want to be with this person. I would say right at the top, it's definitely up to the individual. You should know if you're in tune with who you are. I think for women and for men, we have to know what we're comfortable with. We have to know our likes and our dislikes. We have to know what we can take and what we can't take. So if you already have a preference or like a certain type of person or personality that you're looking for, there's a method that everybody uses that you should be writing down a list of what you like, what you expect in a person, in your partner. And then you go back to that, but that list doesn't stay the same. So I would say, one, you have to be attracted to them. If people need a list, let me put it this way. They got to look good to you. I mean, that's just the reality. And it doesn't matter what they look like to other people, but if they look good to you, you have to be attracted to them. That's obviously the first thing we see, right? You can't really say, oh, I see their personality, because that's not true. You see them. You see the physical. You see what they're wearing. You see their style, their makeup, their faces, everything, their hair, all that. That's what we see first. So they got to be attractive to you. 2, once you get to know them, you got to start asking yourself, even while you're having the conversations, almost like in the movies where they might be on a date and then you have these like side thoughts going on in your head. But start to ask yourself, do I want to spend this much time with this person? Can I see myself having nonstop conversations with them in a restaurant, in a coffee shop, on FaceTime, whatever it is, on Zoom? Can I? And then 3, once you finally realize, yeah, this is the one for me, the question you have to ask yourself then is, can you deal with everything with them? The good, bad, and the ugly. I did a post about that. You're going to get it all. It's the question is, who do you want to deal with it from? Everybody's going to give you their great side, their bad side, their ugly side, and their compromising side, quite honestly. But you got to choose, can I do it with this person? So those are kind of 3, for those who really need a list, those are kind of 3 things to look out for.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to keep my eyes open on those 3. Yes. There's this saying that you should date your friend or be with someone. You have to date your friend or your best friend and all of that. What is your stand on dating or being with your best friend?
I don't think that's always necessarily true. I think that is the cliche of what people see. Or how about this, when you hang out with a bunch of guys, or if a girl's hanging out with guys, or vice versa, the guys hang out with girls, and you say, oh, that's she's like my sister, or he's like my brother. Eventually, as you get closer, you're going to become more attracted. That's another thing. The closer you get to somebody, the more attracted you're going to be to them. And that's when that whole personality piece comes in. So they may not be the best looking to you at first, but the more time you spend with them and the more you let them get to know you and vice versa, they're going to be attractive to you. So you can date your quote unquote like best friend or brother or sister or whatever, but I don't think that's always the best solution. And that's only because, you may know so much about them that by then there's no mystery. There's no nothing to figure out later. There's nothing to keep your interest. And then the good side to it is that you do know everything about them. You know everything you like, what you don't like. They know what your favorite color is, what favorite food you like, what your favorite drink is, all that. So you get the pros and the cons with that. But I don't think you should live and die by that, you know, because it's different for everybody. It truly is. Relationships are so broad. There's no way to label them, right?
Yeah. I think with that, for me, when I hear that, it's dicey in the sense this is you dating somebody. Say you do date your friend or your best friend, it's still a 50-50. It might work and it might not work. So if it doesn't work, there is no way, there is no way, no matter what you tell yourself, it is not going to go back to the way it was before. You guys won't just
That's
start
right.
chilling again overnight, just Netflixing. No, you have ruined a perfectly good friendship. You have lost
Yes.
a friend. So if that is a risk you are willing to take, yes, by all means, fire down. But I do not, for me personally, I do not think I am willing to lose a friend, except I am sure and there's a ring on it. Then I'm like, yes. We're
Right.
going to do this to the end, but if it's just dating, I know it might or might not work. Then no, I don't think I'm willing to risk my friendship for feelings that may or may not work. So yes, that is
Yes,
it. Yeah.
I
So
agree with you.
yeah. So there is this. I came across a post yesterday, which said, was it yesterday? Oh yes, I was going through my saved videos and pictures on Instagram while I was compiling questions for this episode. And among the things I saved was a lady saying you have to have self-love or be happy with yourself, you know, find happiness with yourself so that your partner is just adding to it. You do not find happiness in other people. They're just there to add to that. Love yourself, and every other thing is an additional bonus, and all that. And all that. So, for relationships or for dating in general, what is your stance on that? Should we be comfortable alone and whoever walks in is just an additional bonus, or how does it go exactly?
That's a really good question, and one that I actually have not had asked of me yet. So I'd say this, you definitely have to be confident in yourself. I would say love is, you have to love yourself, but love doesn't stay at a deep level all the time because sometimes you don't like yourself, right? Sometimes we can't stand ourselves and sometimes we don't want to deal with ourselves. But you do have to find a way to be confident with yourself, I think, before you get into a serious, committed relationship. Because if you don't know who you are, you're not going to be a great partner or friend or lover or girlfriend, boyfriend to anybody else. And I think that, yeah, when you date, somebody could come in and be a bonus, but they can also come in and be a hindrance to you, right? You could get into a relationship, which is the great thing about dating first before just straight up committing. but they can also be someone who comes in and brings out the worst of you. So yes, you can have someone who brings out the best, who can be that bonus, that like cherry on top of the sundae. But you can also have someone who brings out that side of you that's not so good. So I would say, yes, be confident in yourself. Yes, you got to love who you are, because I talk a lot about that as well. And but you shouldn't have to live your life dependent on somebody else. So in other words, the person you date or commit to, they should be your partner. They should be your friend and lover, your boyfriend and your girlfriend. Everything. They should be someone who comes in to enhance and bring out the best of you, and also can deal with the worst of you. So because you're going to get the best and the worst, right? Whoever you're with. So you got to be able to deal with both. So that's a good question. But yeah, I think you should love yourself, should be confident in yourself, but be prepared that no matter who comes along in your life, they're going to bring out the best and the worst of you as well. So you've got to be prepared for that. So know yourself well. I would say that's a better term. Know who you are before you really commit to somebody else. If you're not knowing who you are, what you like, what you dislike, how you like to be, what kind of house you like to live in or apartment, then you're going to end up confusing somebody else. So it's important to know who you are and be confident in that first.
Is it okay to have expectations in relationship? Because I think that comes with knowing who you are and what you want. So if I'm going into a relationship with the mindset of this is how I want my partner, or this is how I want to be treated, or those expectations, is they allowed? Because I think most times we set... The other question is, how do we... If it's okay to set expectations, when do we know when to lower our expectations? Because it's most times it's like we have high expectations. We're waiting for this person to meet all the expectations. We're like too high. And you're like, no, you have to reduce your standards, and you have to. So what do we do? What's the manual?
Yes, have expectations. Everybody, you're going to anyhow. I mean, I don't think I know anybody who doesn't have expectations on something or someone in their life. So definitely have expectations, but also it should be like a sliding scale expectation. So yes, we set that bar high, and you should set the bar high, and people should meet some of those expectations, but you got to remember somebody has expectations on you as well. So think of it more as a sliding scale. So can it slide? Can I compromise here a little bit? Does he have to wear like Jordans all the time? Or does he have to be in a suit with a tie? Does it have to be a slim fit? Or does she have to, you know, always have her makeup on? Or does she always have to be on point with her hair, or long hair versus short hair? You know what I'm saying? So you got to be ready with a sliding scale, but don't lower your expectations so low that you just take anyone who comes in front of you, because that's not a good thing either. That really means that you probably have issues with yourself, and you have issues with self-esteem. So keep the bar high, be ready to slide it up and down, you know, and understand that you're not the only one with the expectations, and you should have high expectations. So basically, I think of it this way. I should have the same expectations of somebody else that I have of myself. So in other words, I don't want to look for something in anybody else if I'm not doing that, or I can't do that. So I don't want to expect something from anyone else that I don't expect of myself. So realize, like, will you expect this of yourself? Would you want to be that type of person to date? So think about what you want in yourself. Then you know what to expect in others too.
True. Makes a lot of sense. You said... we have to accept the good, or we have to go through the good, bad, and ugly with somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, if we do, or when we do go through the good, bad, and ugly with this person, and it doesn't work out, do we keep trying? Do we keep doing the good, bad, and ugly with just looking for, you know, who sticks at the end? Or we should just chill? After all, I've tried. Like, it's on record. Is there a limit of how much you try? If I do choose this person, and at the end of the day this person, it just doesn't work out. Do I keep trying? And how long do I have to repeat this process?
Good. Oh, great. Yes, there are limits. I've had my fair share of good, bad, and ugly relationships myself. And so I've tried and tried and tried, and they've just failed. You have to know what your limit is, figure out what that is for you, of how long you're going to try. I just did a post about this too, where I said, sometimes you just got to let them go. You got to let that person or that thing go. You got to realize when you can't take it anymore. And when you don't want to take it anymore, some people's patience levels are different. Like me, I have low patience tolerance. I'm not going to stay for long. And once I let you go, you're done. There's no reason to come back. I mean, obviously in my mind, if you break up with somebody, you break up with them for a reason. And that doesn't seem like it's going to change, right? There's something about that person you can't stand. So why put up with it? But then the flip side to that is there are people who are like, I could probably take it a little longer, or I can do a little bit more. I can handle this. But I'd say where you really got to draw the line is mistreatment, period. Never stay in that. Never let anybody mistreat you, abuse you, treat you like you're lower than the dirt on the earth. Never, ever, ever stay in those relationships. Those ones are toxic and horrible, quite honestly. But when you're in a healthy relationship, those limits will change. And it also depends too, like if you're married versus single. Like, so dating, you have different tolerance levels. You're going to put up with a little bit more. Full-on commitment, like, yeah, that's my man, that's my woman, that's my girlfriend or boyfriend, that's my partner. You're going to probably not take as much. And then being married, you're going to put up with a lot more, because you got, marriage is a lot of work. You want it to last. So once you're in it, or living together, today a lot of people just live together, and that's their version of being married or committed. Even then, you're going to put up with a lot more. So it really depends upon where you're at in the relationship. But yes, you're going to have limits. Know your own limits and don't compromise those limits for you. I think that's what's important. Whoever's out there compromising, don't compromise. If you know you got to get out or you want to let this person go, do it. There are plenty of other people, even though it seems like there's not, but there's lots of other people in this earth for you. So yes.
It's hard. How do you let go of someone you've built your life around?
Yes, it is hard. It's so difficult. I'm more of an upfront, straight up person. And once I make a decision, I have to do it and stick to it. But there are a lot of people who are not. So I would say when you really know you have to let go, one, there's never going to be a right time to do it. Know that and realize that. So you've got to be prepared to find that courage or find that strength to just say, I got to go, or you got to go. So never look for the perfect time. You're never going to have that. Two, I would say, make sure it's not like, you know, some kind of a text message, or, you know, even a FaceTime, as much as possible, try and do it in person. Unless it's like toxic or unless it's like dangerous, try to do it in person. And then three, be ready to stick by your decision. Don't let somebody say, well, you know, we can work it out. You know, obviously if you've made that decision, you don't want to work it out, right? So be ready to just step, be ready to turn around, walk away, just like in the movies. Okay. This is like what you see in movies is so real. People don't be fooled by you think it's fake in Hollywood. No, that is reality. And all of us have been through a lot of these different relationships. You see the woman or the man who stands there and they listen to the reasons and decide, I'm going to try it again. And then it turns out to be just a trash relationship. But then you also see the scenes in the movies where they literally will stand there and they're going to turn around and walk away, and they're happier for it, and they find somebody else better. Okay, so be ready to stand by your decision. If you think you're going to compromise, or if you're not sure, don't do it. Like, you're really not trying to leave this person right now. So it is difficult. There's no perfect time. Don't wait for that perfect time. Find the time for you. Let them know, hey, you know, that horrible thing that nobody wants to hear is, hey, I need to talk to you. Everybody knows that's like dangerous. What does it mean? I'm in trouble, or she's gonna dump me, or he's gonna dump me, or I did something wrong. Sorry, that's probably one of the best ways to do it is like, or today, like, hey, let's meet up for coffee. let's meet up for tea. Don't do it around a meal. Okay, whatever you do, don't break up with somebody or kick somebody to the side over a meal, because a meal takes too long. You got to wait and you got to decide, am I going to get up and leave, or am I going to pay first and leave, or am I going to finish my food and sit here uncomfortably and then leave? No, don't do it over a meal. Do it over coffee. You can leave your coffee or your tea or your drink. Do it over drinks. Okay. But don't do it over food, people. Please don't do that. Don't waste your last dollar buying somebody's meal.
I think when people get to that point when they want to walk away and for some reason they still decide to stick around, as you said, there is a reason, or there was a reason that made you get there. You arrived at that point because something happened, and it's not just going to magically disappear. Even if he or she changes for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 months, that reason that you had the first time, you are still going to have it the second and the third time. It's not going anywhere. You saw it and it's there. Even mm-hmm. if we try to change, I will change, I will change, I will change. Yes, we try to change, mm-hmm. but it's there. So you have to, yes, you have to be sure before you make that decision to leave. And when you leave, please, I know we get tempted a lot of times. At night, when a movie comes on, when a song plays, when we pass by a place we used to visit together, or we smell the bed sheets, and we're like,
yes, right.
Let me just call this person. We can work it out. Do not do it, sis. Do not do it, bro.
That's right.
Yeah, close that door. Leave it closed. There is somebody better out there for you. Now it's this, when all that is done, the other person, how does that person handle rejection? Has you been dumped or mm-hmm. wasn't interested? So how do you handle that? How do you heal from that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a process for some. For some, it's going to be longer than other people. For someone like me with my characteristics, my personality, it doesn't take long for me. I'm okay with being dumped, and I'm okay with dumping, and I'm out. I'm good. I'm gonna just get ready and move on. But that's a personality type. A lot of other people have different personality types. They're gonna take a long time, and healing is a process. And if you don't know about this, you can all on social media, you can see tons of people that talk about healing, but healing takes time for a lot of people. You're going to be hurt. You're going to go cry. You're going to be upset. And some people won't be hurt. Some people will be like, oh God, it's about time. I can't believe it. Let me go. Let's have a girls' night, or let's have a guys' night, or let me go hang out, or let me go watch a movie by myself because I've been tired of Netflix and chill with somebody, right? But be prepared to know that healing can be a process, and be prepared to be hurt, because even though you might be confident enough to say, I'm done, and I'm not going to handle this relationship, stay in this relationship anymore, you're still going to be hurt a little bit, especially if you put a lot of time into that, because you're going to have memories. And get rid of the memories. Don't like sit there, like you said, Mabel, don't sit there and look at the picture or make the favorite food or watch the favorite movie or listen to the favorite song, and stay away from breakup sex. Okay. Stay away from that, people. Like, don't do it. You know, make the bed and don't unmake the bed. Okay. Just stay away from that. Remember that. That's one of the worst things, because for women, you could end up pregnant, right? And for the men, yeah, they might end up having a kid they don't want. And so just be careful. Those passionate moments where you're like, you know, just one time, or because I know him or her, I'm used to them, and it's COVID, so we're already stuck in the house together. Don't do it, sis, and don't do it, bro, for real. Don't do that. So healing takes time. It's different for everybody. I wish I had an answer for that, but I don't. So be prepared for knowing what you can and can't handle, and also be prepared to get help. Some people have really suicidal tendencies or major depression from breakups. know that you probably need to talk to somebody, like find a counselor, find a therapist, find somebody. There is no shame in getting some mental health counseling or therapy to help you through some of these times. Okay. Especially if you've been the one, you know, broken up with, it can be extremely painful for some. So be prepared for that and be okay with getting help.
Is it normal to jump into another relationship?
Hey guys, I apologize for the break. I will drop the remaining part of the episode tomorrow at 8 p.m. Love you. If it's fine, we'll fight. Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain, yeah. And it keeps cursing my name. No matter. Keep